Everybody loves me. Everybody loves me. Everybody loves me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the thought for today. Everybody loves me. Yes, everybody loves me. That's kind of an interesting statement to make about myself, isn't it? Everybody loves me. Well, it's true. Everybody loves me. I have an idea that I like myself. I have an idea that I'm a nice guy. I have an idea that I have happy thoughts. I have an idea that everywhere I go, I see happy people and happy circumstances and happy things, and I'm a nice guy. Everywhere I go, I am so happy and so content and so filled with joy and peace and harmony and love. I am so happy. And everything I see is happy. And, you know, everybody loves me. Truly, everybody loves me. Everybody thinks I'm a wonderful guy. Yeah, everybody thinks I'm wonderful. And why do they think I'm wonderful? Well, they think I'm wonderful because I think I'm wonderful. They think I'm wonderful because I think I'm wonderful. They think I'm wonderful because I think I'm wonderful. No. You say, well, that's not really too cool. Yes, that's very cool. Because whatever I think about myself is what the world thinks about me. When I think a thought, I have put a cause in motion for an experience, for a happening, for an experience that I am having in my life, and it is wonderful. I put that cause in motion, and it is a cause that is eternally in motion, and wonderfully in motion, and powerfully in motion. So, it's like a love letter to myself. And I write this love letter to myself, and I say, Herb, you're a wonderful guy. Herb, you're a thoughtful guy. Herb, you are so much fun to be with. Herb, I just enjoy being with you in the quietness of your heart. I just love to be around you, because when I'm around you, I feel everything is right, and everything is good, and everything is beautiful. I just feel so wonderful. I just feel so good. And you know, have you ever been around people who like themselves? Not smugness, but who just really, truly like themselves. Have you ever been around people who thought that they were having a wonderful world that they lived in? Have you ever been around people who were content and happy with their own actions? Have you ever been around people who knew how to enjoy their own company? As my son was growing up, I often taught him to enjoy his own company and to love his own company and to be happy with himself, because his mother was away and I was away, and he had to be alone in the house sometimes. So we taught him to enjoy his own company, to find pleasure in his own being. And he did. He was creative in all the projects that he worked with and all of the things that he developed. And he had friends over occasionally, and even when he had the friends over, he liked himself. He liked being with himself. Now, this is something we can all teach ourselves. And as we do that, we'll find that everyone loves us when we love ourselves. Everyone loves me because I like myself. Because I live in a world that I call unconditional love. And that world of unconditional love is so much fun. It's so joyful. It's so rewarding, so fulfilling, so fantastic. I just feel so amazingly good in my world because I live tenderly. I live lovingly. I live gently. I live with unconditional love. I love everything. I love the winter and the summer and the spring and the fall. I love the rain and I love the snow and I love the blizzards and I love them all. I love them because my heart is open to joy and peace and harmony wherever I am. I love them because that's who I am. I am that I am. I am the allness of life. Yeah, everybody loves me. Now, that I think everybody loves me is kind of a nice thing too. Because when I think everyone loves me, truly, they do love me. When I think that everyone loves me, it's kind of nice because everyone seems to have a different look at me. they look at me and say, hey, that's a nice guy. When I love me, everybody looks at me and says, hey, ha, it's nice to be around you. You have that, there's some charisma about you, some good feeling about you. That's right. Everyone loves me. I love myself first, and so I know how to receive the love of others. I know how to only receive the love. If I hate myself, I will see other people hating themselves. If I'm unhappy with myself, I see other people being unhappy with themselves. And then we'll be in an unhappy world. But I love myself. So I live in a happy, loving world. I live in a world that's filled with good thoughts, good words, good deeds. And I live this every moment of my life. And as I watch the events of life, I draw out of them, I extrapolate out of every event that I'm aware of, all of the good that's in it. If there is anything that might be taken as unhappy, I ignore it. I completely ignore it. If I watch a movie and there's violence, I ignore it. I look at the scenery and I look at the other things. Well, why are you watching the movie? I'm untouched by everything. No matter what I do, I'm untouched by it. Well, why are you giving yourself such a hard time being untouched by something you don't have to really worry about being untouched because it's just a movie, it's just a fantasy, somebody else's idea? Well, because it happens sometimes, and it's good training for me, because under all circumstances, I am in love with myself. Under all circumstances, I look at the world at peace, because the world around us has a tendency to play their games. And if their games are peace, then I know it. And if their games are not peace, then I don't know it. I only pay attention to the truth. And the truth is the everlasting principle of peace and love and harmony and joy and right action. The peace that lasts forever, the unconditional love that enfolds everything. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is where I'm going. This is all that's important to me. This is who I am. And you see, as I take this into my own inner self, as I live this in my life, as I live this in my everyday experience, no matter what takes place in the outer, I see the good in it. No matter what takes place in the inner, I see the good in it. I see myself surrounded by 10,000 brain stem cells born every day, flooding over my body, just washing down like a cascade of a beautiful waterfall over every cell of my body, saying, wake up, boys, it's a new day dawning, and it's a new cell coming, and we're going to have new joyous experiences. Now, what kind of experiences do you want today? You want happy experiences? Well, here we are. You want experiences that are filled with the past? Well, that's okay, too. We're here for whatever you choose. But you got to make the choice. And you make the choice by where your thoughts are, where your thinking is. I make the choice by where my thoughts are, where my thinking is, where my dreams are, what my goal is for myself. And I live in a happy world, and everybody loves me. It's so great. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful. I know. I have the joyous experience of people saying to me time and again, in fact, almost continuously, Herb, I'm glad I'm in your world. I'm glad you're in my world. I'm glad because you seem to make everything so beautiful and so wonderful and so good. And you know, it's not only that you seem to do it, you do it. And I feel the richer because of it. Herb, I'm so glad you're in my world. I love you. I love you, you know? And let that happen to you. Let that be part of your world. Let that be part of the experience that goes on in your life, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And that's how it works for all of us. Today, put the cause in motion for yourself. Everybody loves me. Everybody loves me. Everybody loves me. And just see everyone mentally surrounding you with their love, physically surrounding you with their hugs and kisses, and spiritually recognizing that you are divine. And you are divine. Right now and always. Everybody loves me. How about you? Everybody love you too? I think so. That's why you're in my world. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely, lovely day. And know that I love you in every possible way. I love you. I love you. I love you.